19. A warmer or a colder earth. Arthur C. Clarke. For the last 50 years, the globe has been warming up. It's true that the average temperature rise is only about 2 degrees, but that has been enough to start the glaciers receding in many parts of the world. A rise of 1 degree per generation is a large increase. Nature seldom moves as swiftly as this. We may have been helping her. To a very large extent, the temperature of the Earth is determined by the amount of solar heat which the atmosphere can keep. The air above us acts like the glass in a greenhouse, trapping many of the heat waves which would otherwise bounce back into space. Carbon dioxide, CO2, in the air is mostly responsible for the greenhouse effect. It's a gas produced by all our countless fires, furnaces, and internal combustion engines. The end of the short-lived age of fossil fuels is already in sight. Soon, in one or two centuries at the most, we will have wasted all the world's resources of oil and coal. This no longer means disaster, for atomic energy has arrived in time to save our civilization from dying through lack of power. We are moving into a brighter and cleaner age, as the smoke of millions of fires and furnaces and automobiles ceases to darken the sky. But for that very reason, it may also be a colder age. This suggests that it may be easier to affect the climate, the long pattern of temperature and moisture, than to control the behavior of the weather, which is a local and short phenomenon. The climate of Earth is determined to no small extent by the immense quantities of ice locked up at the poles, and that ice remains perpetually frozen, in spite of the 24-hour-long summer days, because the sun's heat is reflected off the blinding white wastes and has no chance of being absorbed. If that ice could once be removed, it would never reform on the same scale. The darker, exposed soil would collect and keep so much of the sun's warmth now lost to us that the general Earth temperature would be at a higher level. If such a melting of the polar ice could be achieved, we would gain a fifth continent. The Antarctic, with its unknown wealth of minerals, might be the home of new nations and new civilizations. In a few decades, we may, by using atomic power, be able to thaw out the ancient ice that covers the poles. But there may be a better way. Why not let the sun itself do the work? On a bright winter's day, spread a sheet of any black material across a snowdrift, and watch how quickly it sinks as it melts its way downwards. The trapped sunlight is burning away into the snow, now that it is absorbed and no longer reflected into the sky. Even at the South Pole, the radiation received from the sun at midsummer's day equals the heat from a network of 1 kilowatt electric fires spaced 5 feet apart. Catch that energy for a few years, perhaps by dusting the snows with carbon black in some form that would not be easily scattered, and we might be able to make a permanent impression upon our planet's polar caps. However, the price of Antarctica might be higher than we would care to pay, for the sea level over the whole Earth would rise at least 100 feet.